you want to stay in the same situation, then continue doing what you're doing.
You guys can get on board and go down this 4-lane highway and just rock it out, and you don't have to have a decade of learning process.
Meet people where they are. If you want to have all types of clients, be a Rubik's Cube. Meet them where they want to be met.
We have to know our numbers. We have to know how much we want, and then how many deals do I have to close to make that a reality?
What I want to do over the next half hour or so is give you clarity on the items that really are going to generate money for you and allow you to do the things you want to do.
If you're not currently being coached by the people in the industry that are doing it at the highest level, then you're working too hard to get there.
This is the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast with Kenneth Travis and Sean Zamenhof.
What's up, everybody? Sean Zamenhof here with this episode of Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, joined by my partner, Shane Kidwell. Shane, what's up, brother? How are you today?
What up, my man?
What's up? So we have a very special guest for everyone today. We have the real estate marketing dude, Mike Cuevas.
Mike, what's up, guys? How are you?
Fantastic, man. How are you today?
Good. Just capturing some stories over here while you're doing the intro.
This guy is the multitasking real estate marketing guru. That was a live stream on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram while he was podcasting with us.
There you go. That's right. Thanks for having me, guys.
So you've taken your skills to South Beach now and
San Diego.
And really honed in and focused on one specific aspect of the real estate world, and now pretty soon going to be the mortgage world as well too. Tell us a little bit about your story. Tell everybody what you do first, and then how you arrived at the point you're at.
Sure. We create video content, sort of standout video content, non-talking head video content, entertaining type video content for people that create attention around their brand so no one forgets who the fuck they are. And we put that content from their database, social media, so that they can start building their personal brand through consistently communicating through them. And we've always focused in the real estate space. And I started doing a lot. My first video was in 2008-ish. No, actually, it was 2009, 2010 for a coaching program. And ever since then, I was sort of hooked on it because we did one video and we filled a room to a cold audience in 2010-ish. No one was buying real estate then. Agents weren't making any money, but we still got 200 people to a room in Phoenix, Arizona off of a cold email blast for one fucking video. So that just showed me right off the bat, like, holy crap, there's something here with video. So then we started doing it with our coaching program back then, which was in the short sales, but also within our real estate business. And all it did was it just attracted attention. And I was always trying to find a way to remind my database, my SOI, what the hell I did for a living without really having to talk about real estate all the time, because I know that was really boring. But I also know how many people come across referral situations on a daily basis. And I know that if you're not top of mind, you're not getting that referral. So really what ended up happening is we did it with myself, I did it with all my teams and all of that, everybody else. And when I moved out to San Diego, it just happened. I never tried to start a video marketing company. It just sort of, I saw the need and I saw there's no one else in the country doing it in the way that we're doing it. So I was like, fuck it, let's go all in.
Well, if you're trying to market to 17-year-old, that's out of the water now, because we've just, we've blown through the explicit lyrics portion of our podcast.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know if you can't swear, but that's why I just
oh man, you know, like Sean was going to have to like hold me back cause I was a fireman. So now that we've broken through the barrier here, now we can really get down to the real aspects of marketing, which I'm excited about.
Yep. So it's authenticity. It's a perfect example. Like, this is just how I talk. I'm from Chicago. This is just who I am. Like, I'm not going to switch it or change it for anybody else, because if I do, it'll feel non-authentic. And when you're passionate about what the fuck you do, it should come out naturally, just like it's coming out in my voice, my tone, my dialect, and all of that. It's just, what is that for you? And what's that for your audience? How do you do that? What's it for you? Everyone has a brand or a message. It's just, what is it for you?
Man, so it's been so successful for what you've transformed this into that you don't sell real estate at all anymore. You don't have anything to do with it except for building people's brands, correct?
I just let my license expire, and it was a beautiful thing. I had one final deal about 3 months or 2 months ago. It was a $5.9 million of pre-construction I sold in Chicago before I left. And the buyer walked away. So he walked away from $590,000. My commission would do the math, like 3% at 5.9 would have been a nice payday, but he walked. So I was like, I went out with a bust, not a bang.
Mike, but you know what, like, what I love that we're where you're at, and this is like, I'm the same way as you, so I really resonate. It's like, listen, I am who I am, and like, I'm not going to put on a bunch of different mascot hats and walk around and be whatever you want me to be. I'm just going to figure out who I am and market and hone in on exactly the audience that gravitate towards the real me. And if you don't like it, I'm all good with that. And I think that's something in lending, in real estate, sales in general, is we have too many people trying to be too many people. And by trying to be too many people, you end up being nobody good. And then nobody wants to hear you because there's no, it doesn't resonate.
Yeah. Jack of all trades is the master of none. And this is the sad truth of it. Like, I'll talk on it for both realtors and mortgage brokers. Realtors try to be the jack of all trades and target an audience of 100,000 people. But the truth is they can only take on fucking two more clients. And they're like, what the hell are you doing? You're doing it all backwards. You don't, it's, I believe that if you just niche down and show you who you truly are, and real estate is one of the few industries, mortgage, real estate, that you can, everyone's a client. It's not like we're a financial planner where some people buy 401ks or they invested in this in stocks and all this shit. And some people might invest. No, everyone has a roof. That means everyone's living somewhere. It's not a matter of if they're going to move. It's a matter of when. Statistically, that's 5 to 7, 8, 9 years, depending on where you're at in the country. So when you build that audience of people who know who you are, it's just it's a numbers game. It's a popularity contest. But you can't do that authentically. You can't build an audience. You can't build a brand when you're pretending to be someone you're not. And that's what happens with most of most agents and lenders. And if you don't believe me, guys, or you're listening to this on your treadmill, wherever the fuck you're at, this is what the truth is that it, the last 10 clients or 10 loans that you've closed, you realize that you've probably either got those from a referral from a realtor or they came directly from your SOI. Regardless if they came from the realtor or the SOI, all of those referrals and all that business would be people you'd have a beer with. And that's because you attract like people. We all do. It's very rare that we end up working with somebody, at least from an attraction point of view. Like, how many times you see lenders, maybe it's more in lending space, but not in the real estate as much, where you're like, oh my God, I can't stand my client. It's a lot. You don't see it as frequently as that. It's because people choose us. We don't choose them.
Well, and I think too, Mike, to that point, like when we talk to all the, you know, our loan officers at Next Level and then our actual branch loan officers, the deals that blow up, the ones that like they pace the halls wearing out my carpet. Yep. It's the one that was never a good fit, was never going to be happy, but they're like, they took the deal because they felt like they had to take the deal. And I think that's where you brought up a point that I want to really have you dig in a little bit more on is like audience creation. Okay, so you do video and that's your shtick. Like you're a video guy, but it starts with the audience creation, right?
Starts with the brand. Because you can't build an audience without consistently communicating to them. And you can't consistently communicate to an audience unless you're excited or passionate about what the fuck you're saying. So like, let me give you an example. I don't cook. If you guys are watching this on video, and if I were to create 7 videos in a row about me cooking up a bunch of food, you would probably think I'm a chef. But you might think I'm a chef, but I don't look like a really happy chef. I don't look like a really good chef. I don't have that Gordon Ramsay like oomph with it because my passion is gone. Therefore, it wouldn't work. So it's no differently. I can know you're a real estate agent if you're creating these, hey, market updates videos, or if you're a lender talking about the latest interest rate that no one gives a crap about, you're talking on deaf ears. People don't remember what you're saying. They remember how you're saying it. And when you're saying it with passion and authenticity and excitement and entertainment, that's what sticks and that's what building a brand is. So you have to first identify the way that you would communicate. You mentioned you're a firefighter or you're a firefighter.
Yep.
So I'll give you an example. We had a firefighter going into the real estate space and the name of a show that we created for him was called Chasing Austin because firefighters chase shit. So we know also that his whole community would come from first responder market, firefighters, cops, paramedics, you know that. And you know that there's a brotherhood there, just like there is with vets and military, because people do work with people they know, like, trust and feel comfortable with. So Chasing Austin was just a matter of how the show would have been based upon. It ties into his brand. He's always on the chase. He's chasing stuff. And he could do the show in a firefighter hat if he wanted to. But his theme is that he's always saving deals, chasing lives, or saving lives, chasing deals. So that's the theme of his show. As long as he talks through that theme, he'll never run out of shit to say.
So, okay, for a guy or gal on this call, and let's say they're newer or they're re-honing in on their brand and building their business. You talk mm-hmm. about you've got to build your brand. And it's easy for a guy like you to say, I know my brand because you're passionate and like you know exactly who you are. Like, talk me through, like, okay, somebody needs to build a brand. Where do they start? What's the process for that?
So let me use myself as an example. Before I moved to San Diego, I was a Chicago. My brand is I'm a dude. It doesn't matter what the hell I sell. If I was going to repair TVs, I'd be the television dude. I'd be the pool dude if I fixed pools or did something like that. In Chicago, I was a Chicago real estate dude. I completely got up, moved, quit my business within a 30-day time frame, said I'm sick of it, moved across the country, and started real estate marketing dude. I don't sell houses. Now I sell fucking video services. But my brand and the way I talk and how I have has never changed one bit. And even through the ads that I run, the demographics haven't changed either, which is 31 to 44 years of age, typically people with kids. That's a brand, is that I know exactly who that audience is. Now, I also know that I won't resonate with a lot of people. That's fine. They're not my cup of tea anyways. We're not meant to get along with everybody. God didn't make us that way. God made us to get just one individual. Like, we're not God, so don't try to be him. So therefore, don't try to freaking try to get with every single person and close every deal because you're not wired to.
That's the big thing that so many loan officers and realtors miss, and exactly what you're talking about. Like, you know, your business, if we move the needle, two loans a month, three loans a month, two real estate transactions a month, that is a metric shit ton of money in most of our worlds times 12 months a year. And so if you can be authentic about who you are, and Shane, you know, you talk about those loan officers. I think I have one outside my door right now pacing about a deal of a client they shouldn't have taken. But, you know, it takes five times as long. Maybe it's going to close. The client's a pain in the ass. And or the realtor that they should have never partnered with anyway, because the realtor is a pain in the ass. And then they missed out on all this other business because we have this view in front of us that we only see this one deal instead of the other 12 that we're missing out on by not being authentic. This is what we should do.
Well, and here's you brought up a good point because most of us are only thinking about that one deal. I'm not thinking about the one deal. I'm thinking about the three or four that come after that one deal because they all have referrals. And this is the truth of any audience in the real estate space. Even for lenders, it's the same exact thing. 10 to 15% of the population moves each and every year. That means that as long as they're in your world, as long as they're buying a house, most people who are listing their house are typically going to roll into or buy a new one. But that means that 10 to 15% of our network moves each and every year. In real estate, 72% of those people use the first agent they meet with, which is why top of mind brand awareness is everything. At the same time, 100% of people within any audience we build, that means 100% of my email list, your email list, your Facebook friends, my Facebook friends, my Instagram friends, any audience, any platform we're connected with, every single person has a referral for you over the course of the year because real estate's a highly conversable topic. So that's why I'm saying is when you build, but to build the brand, you just have to be on top of mind because what happens is this, two people are having a conversation. They're like, I need to buy a house or I need to get a loan. I got a guy, call him. What makes that person say, call him and interject into that conversation? And typically it's just when your name pops up. You have to be top of mind to be inserted into a conversation because people are wired to refer others.
Well, all right, let me step in here real quick because we talked about a lot. First and foremost, like Mike, you're talking about to be brand aware, you have to have a brand. And I would say before you can have an audience, you have to know who you are. And one thing we haven't mentioned is, dude, you exude a lot of confidence in what you are, right? Mm-hmm. Like you would say, I don't really give a shit if you don't like me. I am who I am. I'm a Chicago boy. This is who I am. I know I'll get three more deals. I know if I do this and it's so brand is one thing. Confidence in the brand is another. So that you build confidence through going after a brand that's authentic. Fake brands have no confidence because you know it's fake. You're a charlatan. So for you, for those of you listening or watching this, you're like, where do I begin? It's understand who you are. What's your passion? Be confident about it and start to build that brand. Then we got to go to this audience and be brand aware, top of mind.
Yep.
Okay.
So let's go through some examples.
Perfect.
Want to do like a live example?
Yeah. I love it.
All right. So let's go through. Let's just go through this. We'll start. There's always two different audiences. Your first audiences is your SOI and the people that you already know, like, and trust you. These are your friends, your family members, your past clients, your classmates, your college, your frat brothers, whatever. anyone that you know. But audience number two is whom your brand would resonate with. So let's just take you, for example, as a firefighter. So your first audience is just going to be everyone you've met. It's your wedding list. All right. So get your wedding list and create an email list out of that and upload that email list to Facebook as a custom audience and do it. Boom, you're done. The second brand, though, would be first. The second audience would be first responders within the geographic zip codes that you work.
So, Mike, let me break this down for everybody. So in Next Level, we have a language. What you're talking about, SOI, sphere of influence, that's your circle. These are the Correct. People that are in your circle, right?
Yeah.
So first and foremost, if you like, the first thing you said wasn't the niche, which is the second thing, it's the circle. So your Correct. Circle is the number one group you need to market, target, strategically go after. Number yes. two is your niche. Everyone yes. should have, everyone has a niche. Yep. Everyone should be marketing to that niche, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Well, I would say, though, in your world, though, it's for lenders specifically, your secondary audience is going to be your realtor niche.
100%. And really for us, that circle, we would break that down. It's your real estate agents. Like that's probably, so out of your circle, that's the largest subcategory of your circle.
Yep.
Real estate agents. Now, and again, If that's not your circle, then don't try to go after it. Like if you just suck working with real estate agents, but you're phenomenal with financial planners, CPAs, because you're really analytical, you're a nerd, don't try to go after these outgoing, larger than life agents because you're never going to attract. Yeah. It will never work.
Yeah, you should just be the mortgage nerd and wear glasses and just be a nerd everywhere and be really nerdy with your calculator and your pencil in your pocket here and be nerdy about loans.
Yeah. So guys and gals listening to this call, like we're building out your circle. That's the first audience you target. Within your circle, you want to find that top group that you're going to get the highest dollar, like the highest ROI on, return on investment. You always go there first because you never go to the, you never pick up a quarter if you can pick up 100. Pick up the 100, get your hundreds before you go after the quarters, that low hanging fruit. And for most, that's going to be real estate agents. If that's not your niche, if that's not your group, don't go after them.
Yep.
Cool. Exactly. Okay.
So I'll just touch on one thing. You're just to identify your brand is it's a spitting image of you. Okay. So let me just explain it from Nike's point of view on what they do. Nike doesn't showcase their products or services in any of their stuff, do they?
No, they showcase the people that wear their stuff.
Yeah. They put their logo next to Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods and all of that. And it really is the exact same thing. So look at like who you hang out with. If you're a mom, then sorry. And that's all you do on the, it's what you do on the weekends. Like right now I'm a dad. That's a dude. I go out and do fun shit with my kids. And it's just how I am. I like beer. I'm a dude. It's just what I would do. So what does a dude do on the weekends? Doesn't whatever a dude does, what does a mom do on the weekends? What does a dad do on the weekends? I see a veterans a lot of times. So I'll give you an example of a whole media series. We have a guy who's a veteran. 95% of his business comes from vets. So the name of his media series is called San Diego Salute. San Diego Salute creates business owner interviews on veteran-owned businesses or businesses that give back to the veteran community. San Diego Salute also creates neighborhood tours on neighborhoods near base. So when you know who your audience is, you create media that speaks right to them. And it's really just a spitting image of what you're doing because you're marketing yourself.
But that was a great line. When you know who your audience is, you create media. Say that again.
You create content and media to speak right to them. You create media. I'm not creating videos to generate leads. I'm creating videos to generate the attention to create an audience. Because within that audience, those same statistics are true, 10 to 15%. And if you guys don't believe me, there's a lender in your market right now that you can't stand. We all have it. There's someone out there that you're like, this fucking guy, right? You want to throw him through the window. But you know what? And you're like, well, how's that lender the top lender in my market? He's just more popular than you. That's all it is. And it goes for realtors too. He knows more people than you do. He's built a better brand than you have.
Well, he or she is the digital mayor. And at the end of the day, the problem is we have shiny object syndrome. Like what we do is I go, man, I'm a fireman. I'm going to start building the firefighter brand. Then 3 days later, Sean goes, check out this new tool that works with single moms who are going through divorces and I'm doing divorce. And I go, squirrel, divorce lending. And then yeah. I go, squirrel, new construction, squirrel. I'm going to be an online broker and do Zillow leads or whatever. And it's like, we never take the time to hone in on one freaking thing because we're going squirrel all the time. Yep. And what you've talked about is, I'm a dude who drinks beer. I'm very upfront and direct. I am who I am. I have fun. I've got a lot of energy. This is my shtick. I'm a veteran. This is my shtick. I'm a fireman. This is my shtick. And like, don't hide from that. Live into it. Embrace it.
People, like, there's nothing to be shy about yourself. And if you're scared to be whom you are, you're in the wrong business, because people are hiring you. The brokerage or the whatever you work for, if it's a bank or whatever, that's not what makes you money. You make yourself money because you're the brand. They don't hire your branch. They hire you. That's what
you're saying. If you scare away the 70-year-old blue hair realtor, you're okay with that?
You're totally fine scaring a 70-year-old blue hair realtor away, because she is going to be soon out of business because they are not signing up with us, and they're going to be overwhelmed by the amount of attention. Right now, there's a giant attention grab able to happen in virtually any market that you're in, because there's only X amount, if that, people actually really creating media around their brand, and everything will be brand going forward. I'm 100% positive in it. People will be connected to the people or the company they work with, just like I have a remote romantic relationship with Apple. It's the same thing. You have to create a romantic relationship with your database, but you have to create the database first. And if you stay in front of them, they'll love
relationship too.
We have a problem. Sean's a Samsung guy. For those of you on the podcast, like we thought he was the most intelligent guy in our group, and then we figured out he was a Droid user, and all of a sudden, my whole like vision of Sean crumbled.
That's
Mike,
funny.
You know, one thing that you just mentioned that like I think is really important, and I talk about this a lot. I actually teach a class. It's basically like brand you, like you. I call it You Inc. Like, you're not talking about the company branding; it's the personal brand.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the lender that you work for today, that you love, they're your best friend, they support you, might be a really terrible fit in 12 months, in 6 months, in 24 months. And all the time you're putting in now, the people who brand well and then quit, it's because they brand their company changes, and then they give up because like, I just did all this work to brand my company. So yeah. What we're talking about is a personal brand that's You Inc., not Them Inc.
Correct.
Well, yeah, let me just be really real with all our loan officers on here right now. Like, this is something you need to do. You need to absolutely have your own brand. The company you work at today may be amazing, and it may be phenomenal in 20 years from now, but they should support you in creating your own brand. Because if you do, not monetarily, you should go build it, pay for it, do it yourself. But the more you create your own brand, the more deals you're going to bring in the door, the better you're going to be, and the more money and the better loan officer you're going to be for your company. So just make sure that you have this, because if somebody's telling you you can't, that there is some scarcity mentality of a reason that maybe they just need to be educated on, or they're probably going to
find a different boss.
Yeah. Honestly, if they're not any commission based company, and that goes for anybody, title, escrow, real estate. I mean, that's why in real estate, that's why real companies like Realogy are starving right now. The old school Century 21, Coldwell Banker, and nothing bad about those companies, but like the whole split model is fading out fast. That's why companies like EXP and 100% brokerages are growing so quickly, is because agents know that their brand that they're with isn't worth 10 to 20% of their commissions. It's just not. I'd rather take that 10 to 20% and reinvest it in my own business.
Yeah, it's becoming a bigger and bigger topic. And really, this is something that we've been speaking about for, well, almost 2 years now, Sean, and about building that brand. And like, I think that people are starting to understand, because there's more guys like Mike out there. Like, he's a brand prophet talking about brand all the time. And I'm with you, brother. All right. So we've gone from topical to tactical, and you talked a little bit about, very briefly, about tactical. So we've built this brand. We understand who we are. We love ourselves. We're confident about it. We're resonating with the right audience. We call it our circle. You're going to your top like group within your circle and loving on them first. You're creating your niche. You're a video guy. And ironically, we haven't really talked a ton about video. Talk to me a little bit about strategy, tactics around like branding through video and how that's really working. Sure. Well.
So it starts with the audiences, because you have the coolest video in the world, but if you're not putting it in front of the right people, there's no point to it. The first audience, and the mindset wise, is like, I create content for my database primarily, because that's the primary reason for it. But we multi-purpose it for secondary reasons, for authority, for brand, and for lead generation. So let's walk through the steps of how that happens. If I'm an agent or lender, I'm probably doing something community videos, because I have to. Community videos are great because They remind people what you do without you having to say it, right? So agents will do business owner interviews. I think lenders, what I like most for lenders is doing case studies of agents who referred them the deal. Therefore, they're giving a live HGTV-like case study interviewing the client and creating that media, that content, which is really just a story of their service. That's very consumable. It's very HGTV appropriate. I like neighborhood tours for lenders, and I like lenders coming on and bringing on 2 to 3 agents per neighborhood tour, and them be like a TV show host and just let the agent tell them about the neighborhoods. At the same time, you're building relationships with those agents, right? So you could kill 2 birds with 1 stone as a lender because there's so much leverage behind media right now. None of these real estate agents, brokers are showing them what they want to know. That's where it's at. I see so many lenders popping in green screen studios in their office, popping in media departments in their office. Why? Because it's what generates the attention, and the brokerages don't have the wherewithal anymore because they have no income anymore to handle, because it's expensive to create media. It's not cheap. So the first video you create, what we do step by step, create a video regardless of what the video is. Here's the distribution process so we see how we sort of farm. Think of this as not farm. This is what drives me nuts. I don't understand why people farm strangers before they farm their relationships. Like, it makes no sense. Like, I'm going to go farm someone I've never met before that has no ability to refer me business because they don't know you. They're not going to refer you if they don't know you. But I'm going to spend all my time and energy on them versus my referral source. It makes no sense. So anyways, first video comes out. Video email to your database. Okay. Ever all of us have a database. A lender is probably going to have 2 databases, one for realtors, one for their SOI. Mm-hmm. Okay. 2 lists, 1 video. The copy and the text of each video would be worded a little bit differently. For the realtors, I'd say, hey, do you want to star in next week's series? For the homeowners and the SOIs, like, did you know this? Something like that. Okay. Posted to each of your social profiles organically, not shared. Post to your business page organically, post to your personal page organically. Upload to your Instagram, upload to your LinkedIn. You upload to every social media platform you engage on because that's where your SOI hangs out at. The people you're connected with on SOI, whether it's realtors and friends, they're not strangers, are they?
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be. I mean, so it's like right freaking there in front of us. But again, what are we going to do? We're going to go run Facebook ads to an audience we don't know to generate leads. Third thing we do is post it to your business page, and we boost the post because we upload custom audiences of your database. So for anyone who's listening, if you didn't know this, you could export all of your cell phone contacts out of your phone. You could export all of your email addresses from whatever CRM you have. And I would create 2 lists. I would create 1 list of just realtors, because it's very easy to get all their email and cell phone numbers. Most of you fucking guys already have them because you're stalking them, asking them for coffee meetings.
I love that. Mike is just like mic dropping on everybody's 1999 tactics.
But you could upload all of them. So you could have 2 lists or 2 digital farms that you would stay in front of. And because we're playing attention, you don't need to get super advanced with this. I'm not talking about creating a Facebook ad funnel or doing all this complicated stuff. We're just saying, don't forget I exist. I'm still here, buddy. I'm still alive. Maybe you want to see this. I can entertain you today. Now we upload to YouTube. And here's what we do secondly with the videos, is that the videos you always want to multi-purpose them. So that's distribution just to your database. We upload to YouTube and you want to rank it for search. Hyper-local search on YouTube is very easy to rank for if you know how to do a little bit of like what I call like YouTube SEO. But the videos that you'll create is you start building your authority and your YouTube channel out, because the more content you have online, the more your brand and authority grows. We also take that video and put it on a website and write a blog post underneath it. And this is the reason for that. My question to you guys is, have you ever booked a vacation on Travelocity that has bad reviews or no reviews?
Never. Nope.
Well, people don't really call the realtor or the loan officer that don't have any content about them either, right? So there's so many different ways you can use content and repurpose it down the road, but who would you hire? The lender that's got a whole blog built out with all these educational tips and videos. He's funny. He's engaging. It's very inviting. Or the boilerplate, welcome to your loan, stuffy interest rate, blah, 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 boring shit.
You know what, Mike, let me chime in real quick, because what you just did is you talked about a strategy that has nothing to do with how much experience and volume you previously closed.
Zero.
And like, I wanted to cut you off because I want to make sure people realize, but rewind the last 5 minutes, listen again, and then remind yourself that what Mike said takes no experience in lending. It takes no past closed loans to get to this point.
Yep.
If you have it, great, but you don't have to. And that's why I think it's like, we always look and I see, I got a guy, I can throw a baseball and hit a dude who closed like $230 million last year in quote unquote personal production. And I'm like, dude, like, how am I supposed to compete with that guy? Well, that guy is not on Facebook more than once a week. I can absolutely compete with the strategies you're talking about. These, and they're simple, and it's either free or very inexpensive.
And here's why. That's a good point. Every year, and this is normal for it to happen. When I was in production, every year I would lose that one to two deals to little cousin fucking Billy who just got his license. And I'd be like, this fucking guy doesn't even know what the hell he's doing. What the hell is he doing? You know why? It's because blood is thicker than water. And people, with that alone, just goes to show you. Most people believe that lenders, realtors are commodities. They're going to get the same service, whether you go on LendingTree or whether you go on Zillow right now. It doesn't matter. They don't realize that the consumer population does not realize that it's the individual involvement of the loan officer that really pushes the needle, and the skills and the wherewithal that they have. Right.
100%.
So that means that people just, if you say you have a loan or you got your license, that means that, yeah, Grandma Sue will use you because they love you. So yeah, you don't need experience. You need the relationships. As long as you have a Rolodex of relationships, that's all you need to get started. I think in any business, but it will take time to get started. They have to trust you a little bit or love you a lot.
And this has been fantastic, Mike. So if somebody's looking to reach out to you, wants to find a little bit more, bounce something off you, how do they do that?
Sure. Thank you. Feel free to go ahead and visit my site, realestatemarketingdude.com. That's realestatemarketingdude.com. It's a ton of content on there, whether it's the podcast, the blog. There's a training course on there. There's a free training course on there. It's all content. But again, my site is an example of everything we went through today. I just share. I give. And I keep giving content in the form of branding, valuable advice, and I keep them in front of the real estate community. That's how I built my whole brand, by creating consistent content to the same audience over time.
Awesome. I love it, man. Well, I appreciate you being on. I appreciate your authenticity. I think in sales, real estate, lending, the more authentic people that we have, the better our industry will do long term. Authenticity cannot be recreated by a robot. And that's what's really, really important about this, is at some level, there will always be authentic salespeople that maybe don't make more dollar per deal, but make more dollar per hour. And that's where the industry is going. So I love it, man. The branding, the awareness, the audience, being you. Like, this all goes back to You Inc. versus Them Inc. What's more important? It's you, and it's being you, and it's broadcasting it to the right people at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, just taking that step back and looking at fintech coming for us, like, somebody's trying to make it really, really easy to do the entire real estate transaction on this beautiful Android phone that I have right here. And like, if you can create this brand and you can be the person they think of first, instead of that stupid app that they want you to download, you're going to win. So if you want to find out more about Next Level Loan Officer, you want to find out where we're going to be next, you can go to loanofficerevents.com. Find out when we're coming to your neck of the woods. You can also text the word next level as one word to 36260 and download our app. You can find this fine podcast and many others, as well as a whole bunch of other free content that we have, because we want to deliver results in advance for you as well. Mike, Shane, gentlemen,
thanks,
I appreciate
guys.
You.
This was a blast.
Thanks, guys.